Advent at Gardner-Webb University for Sunday, December 25th. Written and read by Frank Bonner, President of the University.
One of my fondest memories from growing up is spending Christmas at my grandmother's home in Boaz, Alabama. My aunts, uncles, and cousins on my mother's side of the family live there as well. Early on Christmas afternoon, they would come over to my grandmother's house, and we would sit around the tree taking turns opening presents. I remember most vividly the joyous anticipation of their arrival bearing gifts and subsequently watching the gifts accumulate around the tree. As we celebrate the birth of Jesus, we might ponder the coming, the arrival of this greatest of gifts. Isaiah uses that motif as he foresees the coming of salvation. Go through the gates, prepare the way for the people. Say to daughter Zion, see, your salvation comes. His reward is with him, and his recompense before him. Isaiah 62:10-11. Without stretching that motif too far, we might also note that the birth of Jesus comes after a rather arduous journey. The most profound passage on the coming of Jesus into this world is John 1:1-18. In my thinking, one of the most profound passages in all Scripture. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. Verse 9. He came to what was his own. Verse 11. For Christians, the true meaning of Christmas is to be found in the joyous arrival of Jesus in our lives, bringing with him that greatest of gifts, the power to become children of God. John 1:12.